This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. You've all heard about the fiscal cliff. Well, there's another January 1st deadline facing the lame duck Congress. The current Farm Bill extension expires at the end of the year. The bulk of the money for the bill goes to fund food stamps, which is now called the SNAP program. As Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, some in Congress are pushing to rein in those benefits.
In the last 4 years, an extra 15 million people began receiving benefits from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Altogether, the program cost the government $80 billion a year. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio is critical of the program's expansion.
1 in 7 Americans now rely on the taxpayers to take care of their nutrition needs. That needs to change.
He would like SNAP recipients to pass an asset test, proving that they need the funds. But others say the risk of fraud is overblown. Maura Daly is spokesperson for the hunger relief organization Feeding America.
SNAP is one of the most efficient programs with the highest rates of accuracy of any federal programs run.
Professor Craig Gunderson at the University of Illinois says the expansion of the SNAP program is nothing to worry about.
Whenever the economy goes bad, it expands. That's what it's designed to do.
Gunderson says cutting SNAP benefits would be a mistake because this is when low-income Americans need the program most. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.